And to keep the sun off your head, you'd wear a
sun hat.
Mm-hmm. And
could be a bonnet. Mm-hmm. I don't have one, but.
What type of clothing do men wear on their legs?
Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Or trousers.
Now, is trousers a term reserved for men's pants?
I think probably if they're wool or if they're wool, I would usually say trousers, or if they're part of a suit.
Mm-hmm.
The pants I would use for every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, men keep their trousers up with an elastic.
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for suspenders?
Mm. Gaiters or gaiters?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Uh-huh.
And people are unsure about that, and they're like, they can't be called gaiters. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More in English novels, I think.
Oh, okay. Now, what are some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat or that you make?
Original?
Regional.
Oh, regional. Enchiladas, tacos, chile rellenos. I don't make hot tamales, but I buy them. We put green chili in almost anything and everything. So,
how do you make your enchiladas?
With red sauce generally, but we like the green.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a purist. I want white cheese, even if it isn't. I want white cheddar though, not the Monterey Jack.
Uh-huh.
And I use the cheddar cheese for the red enchiladas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you roll them or stack them?
I stack them.
Egg on top?
My husband likes the egg on top.
It seems to be the consensus that people mostly stack their enchiladas
mm-hmm.
in El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Do you have vegetables outside in your garden?
I have some tomatoes that are about marble size and will never get any larger.
What do you call those?
They're called big boys. They're supposed to be tremendous.
Oh, well.
Or glory girl or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're little tiny things, so I've about given up on tomatoes. I have parsley and let's see, mint. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know what some of the crops grown in El Paso are?
Chili. Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes, corn, and some lettuce,
mm-hmm.
alfalfa
mm-hmm.
for horses. That's about as much as I know about it.
Do you have any fruit trees?
I have a dying plum tree.
Aw.
That,
poor thing.
Yeah, they're falling off before they ripen, so I'm going to have that taken down. But that's about it.
Is
I
that
have,
a flowering
I have two
plum?
Pecans. It's a flowering plum.
Yeah, ours died too.
Mm-hmm.
They just get
diseased
too.
They live just so long, I think.
Can you say what you had, a pecan?
I have two pecan trees.
That's nice.
But they're 35, 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not.
They must be big.
I usually tell the yard man he can have those. He can
uh-huh.
rake up those
mm-hmm.
because they're not as good as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I didn't know they got too old. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Now the corn that you can pick up and eat is called
corn on the cob.
And to cook corn, you have to peel off what?
Husk.
Uh-huh. And under the husk is the white stringy stuff that's called?
That's the, oh, wait a minute.